April is here, and if your windows won't open for fresh air or seal tight to keep out pollen and bugs, then talk to Window Nation. Right now, for every two windows you buy, you'll get two free. There's no limit to how much you can save. Plus, save even more with no interest or payments for 24 months. With proven quality, you'll get affordable windows that meet or beat the national brands. Don't miss out. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com to schedule your free in-home estimate.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, hello. It is the Go Birds podcast presented by Parks Casino and Sportsbook. The Parks Pick Spot. Yo, E. Hey, buddy.
I think we need to have an extended conversation about this Eagles line.
I don't get it.
Yeah, like I think they're...
So you have the lines in front of you. So we, Elliot and I, looking at each other in the same room this. So that's pretty
about
fun.
About to do Go Birds Radio.
Yes, we are going to do Go Birds Radio after this. So if you're listening to this right away, when it comes up, pause it, go listen to Go Birds Radio on WIP, come back. Even better, pause it, go listen to Go Birds Radio, call us, say hi.
Yes.
Tell us you're listening to the Parks Pick Pod at the same time.
And tell us what you think of this line.
Yeah. So is the line still 7?
The line is still 7.
Okay. Yes. All right. We're going to get into picking every game in just a minute, but I agree. This is the Eagles game. We both took the Chiefs on the last pod.
To win.
Real quick, by the way, I knew I should have taken the Jags. I told you.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm going to listen to my gut. Now, I apologize to everyone who's been...
I took the Bengals.
We both took the Bengals. I know.
Oh, that's right. They
remember,
didn't cover.
They didn't cover.
Right.
They,
you're right,
and
you're
I told you, I was like, 7.5 points is too many points. Freaking Bengals.
You're
and
right.
I'm listening to my gut now, guys. I just want you to know I'm going to listen to my gut. But, dude, if you had asked me by Saturday at 11:30, when we were recording this, knowing that the line opened at 6.5 or whatever and then got to 7 and we knew it was at 7 on like Tuesday or whatever, if you had asked me to guess where the line would have moved to by now, I would have said it would be 8.5, 9 by today.
It's crazy. And I mean, look, at a certain point, the smart money, I know, you know, or sharp money, whatever
it
it's called.
It could move late.
It could be a late move. Still have tomorrow morning, but like, it just makes no sense.
Makes no sense.
And you look at some of the other lines that are out there, like, all right, look, the Eagles are better than the Texans, and the Chiefs maybe aren't as good as the Bills, but like, you know, they're in the same...
17.5.
Yeah, 17 points. Like, 17, there's a lot of them. Let me look. Maybe there is not as many as I thought.
Well, we're going to go through them, but yeah.
There's just... I'm surprised by it. And the other interesting part about it is the money line is also not, like, crazy. The Eagles' money line, let me double-check this, because I just looked at it earlier. It was, like, plus 250 or something like that. Plus 240, which is not... like
no,
a crazy money
insane.
Line.
Yeah.
The Chiefs are minus 315. There's like 3 or 4 teams this week. The Packers have a better money line against the Steelers than the Chiefs do against the Eagles.
Okay, so what does it mean? It could mean one of a couple things. One, that Vegas is not overreacting, or Vegas Parks, everyone who makes these lines, is not overreacting to the Eagles getting their asses whooped on Monday night. It could mean that they don't think the Chiefs are that good. Like, that's, but the Chiefs are 1-2, and their defense has been horrendous. Like, so it could be that. Does it mean the Eagles can win the game, Elliot? Because, you know, we've seen this before. We do this all the time. We're always like, well, that line's weird, and then the team wins the game or whatever.
Yeah, literally like, all the time we go through this, and we go like, wow, this line's so weird. It's like when the Saints were only 2.5, 3-point favorites against the Panthers. I was like, this makes no sense.
Yep.
And the Panthers won. Like, now, 7 points is not 3 points, right? So it's still a decent amount of points. The Eagles are at home.
Especially because they're home, so it's like 10 points.
So it's like 10 points, right? If it was in Kansas City, it might be like 13, right?
Well, no, it would be 10 is what they're saying.
See, that's what I thought. My friend was telling me it would be 13.
No,
but
no, no.
It's 10 on a neutral field is what he said.
No.
Okay.
No. you get 3 points for the home team. So essentially it would flip. I understand what he's saying. He's saying it's a 6-point flip for home. It's not. It's a 3-point
okay.
flip.
Regardless, it would be a little bit more. But it's, I don't think it has anything to do with the Eagles, first of all. I don't think this has anything to do. I guess you're right that they're not overreacting to the blowout, but like I think this is all about the Chiefs.
I think so too.
I don't think they took the Eagles into consideration much here. Now, I will say, like, and we'll get to the lines, but like if you want to, like, you know, blueprint the path to winning, like it is there. Like if they run the ball, the Chiefs are really bad against the run. You control the clock. The Chiefs defense is bad in general, but they've also played three really good teams, which mm-hmm. skews it a little bit. But like the path is there to win. It just is a matter of whether or not the Eagles can get in the 30s. And I mean, the over-under is 54.5. So like they do expect, unless they expect the Chiefs to get in the 40s, which let's be honest, could happen. The Eagles just gave up 40 plus points. So they expect the Eagles to score. I don't know. Is Eagles plus 7 the smart play? I think it might be.
I mean,
I don't know if I'd bet. I mean, look, yeah, oftentimes.
If we're just talking like you know nothing about these football, or you know, you don't care at all about the football game and are just trying to read the lines, which can be an effective right. way to
so
do these things.
So you're basically saying if you're trying to make money,
yes.
a different path than we normally
yeah.
take when it comes to.
It, well, and also just the idea of like, trying to forget what you know about the game itself and just look at what the
right.
money, what the money is telling you about the game, where the money is going and what that means. You know, it is, cause you, I know a lot of the public money is on the Chiefs. Like, so there has to be smart money on Philly. Like I'm really confused by it.
It's a good point. I didn't think about that. You're right. I'm sure a lot of the public money is on the Chiefs.
Yes.
So there must be a lot of smart money coming in to keep it down.
Yes. So from a betting perspective, there is definitely a school of thought that would say the Eagles is the smart play. But we're here. We watch this team. I just don't see it. I just don't
yeah,
see
but
it.
But the Chiefs, so the Chiefs are something like 2-12 in their last 14 games against the spread.
I saw that.
The Chiefs always play to their competition.
Well, the Chiefs, maybe what this could be, that's actually a really interesting point because, and I don't know if it's as much play against competition, that's part of it. But I think also Chiefs lines have been inflated, right?
Yeah,
like, and that's why they've gone so bad is that it's always inflated and people are always betting on the Chiefs. Maybe this is the Vegas correction. Maybe this is Vegas saying, all right, the Chiefs keep losing against the spread. Like, we need to make the line smaller. Maybe.
Right. Well,
I don't know.
And also, the Chiefs almost lost week one, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
right? Weren't they down against the Browns and had to come back from that? So they could easily be 0-3. I mean, the Eagles definitely – the Eagles – I'll put it this way. The Eagles are closer to being 2-1. Like, and the Chiefs are closer to being 0-3. If you kind of want to say, like,
I know what you're saying, but the Chiefs could have beaten the Chargers, and they were all playing. I mean, the Ravens game, they lost by a point. I mean,
that's
that
fair.
Was an
you're
insane
right. I take
game.
It back.
Yeah.
I take it back.
But I know what you're saying. Your point holds.
The Chiefs might not be good.
Yeah.
Like, who knows? Like, they do things that
you
bad
know
teams
what?
Do. They turn the ball
yeah,
over, they play really
I'm
bad defense.
I'm a believer in going to the Super Bowl back. We talked about how back-to-back
yep.
years can be really hard for a team. So and,
right,
and
so
they are deficient in spots. Their offensive line is not as good as it's been in the years past. Defense clearly not as good, so.
Yeah, not having Brandon Graham sucks for this game.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk from a purely gambling perspective. I normally, in this instance, I would just take the money line. And I'd be like, you know what? It's telling you something. Just take the money line. I kind of feel like in this case, although Eagles plus 7 is minus 113, Eagles to win is plus 240.
Big
what
difference.
Are you thinking? I know.
I'm taking the Chiefs still. Okay,
you would still take the Chiefs.
I get the arguments. I think this is all correct. I still feel like at the end, the line will end at like 7.5 or 8. I think it'll still go up at the last minute if I had to bet.
All right. You can get the Eagles just if you want to be crazy here. This is actually too insane. Never mind. I was going to say you could alternate the line a little bit.
Like give the Eagles like minus something. That would be
yeah.
Impressive.
If you give the Eagles, yeah, minus, let's see. If you do the Eagles minus 4, it's plus 420.
Mm-hmm.
So you basically just have to, they have to win by more than a field
yeah,
goal.
I don't all think right. they're going to win.
All right. You don't think they're going to win. So you would take the Chiefs and the points.
Yes.
I would bet, and this is, all right, here we go. I'll write our first pick down. I think the Eagles.
I thought we picked this game already on the last pod, didn't we?
We picked predictions, but we didn't actually put a score down. Like, we didn't pick for this officially, in my book at least. I don't know.
I thought we did, but that's fine. If you want to change your pick,
yeah,
you
I think. Well, okay. So this
I'm
what
pretty
happened,
sure we both picked the Chiefs at the end of the
okay.
last pod.
This is what happened last week is I said on the initial pod that the Cowboys were going to blow the Eagles out, and I talked myself into it by Saturday.
You starting to think the Eagles have a chance in this?
No, I don't think the Eagles are going to win the game.
Okay.
I don't. But I'm going to take the Eagles minus 7.
Okay. So you are going back.
I'm trusting the
said.
Line here.
You're going back.
Well, going back is strong. Like, I don't think we made an official.
Pretty sure we did.
Okay, well,
it doesn't matter though. I will let you. I will be magnanimous and let you.
I think
back.
In general though, like the official picks is on the Parks pod. Because for what it's worth,
except
you,
the Eagles,
you
pick,
changed
except
your
the
pick
Eagles,
last week.
Well, except for the Eagles pick, which we always make on the.
We make a prediction, but I don't think that's like the Parks pod prediction.
I'm
I think that's like
sure.
a score prediction.
Let listeners let us know. Okay. Tweet at us.
Well, last week, if I'm not mistaken, you picked the Cowboys initially and changed the Eagles.
But that
was, now,
was
your birthday.
That was on the Eagles pod. I did that on the Eagles pod. It doesn't matter. It doesn't okay. matter. But for future reference, we always make our Eagles pick on the Eagles pod. Always.
All right, well,
every time.
Now
and then
I'll
we just confirm it on the Parks.
Okay, fair enough.
Always.
Okay.
I'm 100% sure.
The rule is set.
Well, was set. We're
now it's official.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Now
so
it's official.
You
want to
take the Eagles.
Yes.
Okay.
So, all right. I'm picking the Eagles plus +7.
Now you're
taking
you
the Chiefs. Yes,
got
correct.
It. Okay. Currently. Let's just remember this. Everyone at the end of the season, you know, chicanery.
Okay. If I win by one,
yep,
yeah.
Chicanery. That's
I am up one right now.
Chicanery.
And then Chiefs, you're taking Chiefs -7.
Yes.
Okay.
All right,
here we go.
Let's dive in. Let's see if you've got any
yes.
other chicanery in store.
So just to recap.
Is there any other way you're going to cheat on these lines?
No, I think that's
okay.
the only way.
Okay,
yeah.
I just want to make sure.
So
make
last
sure.
week, I went 10-5. Honestly, maybe the best week I've had since we started. Though.
Certainly in a long time.
You went 7-8. Any
it
comment?
Happens. It happens. If I had, you know, I need to listen to my gut more here.
Yeah. I mean, you would have gone 8-7 had you trusted your gut.
I know. I know. I know.
All right, let's get to them. Carolina at Dallas. I think this is a pretty easy line.
Well, I think I've seen this one, Dallas, like 4 or 4.5 or
four
something.
4.5, yeah.
I don't think it's a easy line, but I also don't think Carolina's that good, so I'm going to take Dallas.
Yeah, I think Dallas minus 4.5. I mean, they looked good last week.
I think they're
and
good.
The Eagles might not be as good as the Panthers. We'll find out in a week, but like Panthers in Dallas, I don't know. I like Dallas plus minus 4.5. Okay, Cleveland at Minnesota.
So I think I saw this one too. It's like Minnesota's like a 3 or 2.5 point home dog.
Yeah, plus +2.
This is one of my favorite picks of the week.
Ooh, I'm interested to see where you go.
I love Minnesota.
Me
in this
too.
Game.
That's what I wrote
I absolutely
down. Yeah.
love.
This is
Minnesota.
A line thing too.
Minnesota where... can move the ball, man. Like whatever else you want to say about them, like their offense works. Like the defense hasn't been great, but they can move the ball. And I don't know that the Browns can every time out. And like, and also the Browns, you know, hung with the Chiefs. We're like, ooh, the Browns could be good. They hung
right.
with the Chiefs. Chiefs might be bad.
Yeah,
Browns haven't done
true.
Anything that impressive. So, yeah, I like Minnesota a lot in this one. I would bet the money line.
Lots
obviously.
Out there about, like, how Kirk Cousins might be playing the best football of his career.
He's been very good so far.
So.
It's hard to argue with him. You know, his numbers are very impressive. So
and I'm just not in on the Browns.
Yeah, we've talked about this.
Yeah.
I'm more in on the Browns than you are, but in Minnesota... Minnesota's playing well. Minnesota needs to win more. I like Minnesota.
All right. I think we're going to be on the same page with this one, too. Detroit at Chicago.
I don't know if we're going to. What is the line on this one?
Do you want to guess? Or do you want me to tell you?
I feel like it's smaller than it should be. Like, so, which makes me, is it like -3? Is Chicago -3 or something like that?
Chicago, let me double check this, +2.5.
In Detroit?
In Chicago.
Wait. Chicago is a dog?
Chicago, if I'm not mistaken, is a home dog.
What?
I will double check it. We are pulling up the app.
To the Lions?
I mean, look, I'm trying to find
it. I'm pulling
right
it
now.
Up. I got it in front of me. Hold on. This is...
Oh, I misspoke. I misspoke.
It's got to be
okay.
the other way around, right?
Yes. Chicago, well, it's +3 now. It's 2.5 when I wrote it. Chicago,
so Chicago
-2.5.
Is a 2.5 point favorite at home against the Lions.
Correct, yes.
Weird line.
I think this is an easy
call. It would have been a way weirder line the other way. I think Detroit's frisky.
Yeah.
I think the Bears stink.
Yep.
I'm taking the Lions.
The Lions are at least competitive.
Yep.
They almost beat the Ravens.
They should have beaten the Ravens. They lost on a 66-yard field
and
goal.
And it bounced. Like, yeah. Yes, I agree. Chicago is a hot mess. I think Chicago, like, I'm sure they'll win it, you know. They'll find a way to win a game or two. But, like, they might be super, super bad.
Yeah.
Okay. Houston at Buffalo. We talked about this.
Is it 17? I know it's gone
it was
like
16.5 when I wrote it down. So, yeah. You want to use that?
16.5 works. That's
okay.
fine. I hate this line.
Buffalo coming off a loss, if I'm not mistaken, right?
No.
Or no
Buffalo coming off a monster dominating win over Washington. They won like 43-14 or whatever.
All right. Never mind. Well, that game was a little
Buffalo
close,
lost
but
week
yeah.
one.
Yes.
To Pittsburgh, and then they won 35-0 and then won 40.
Defending your Super Bowl pick hard here.
Well, they've been amazing. They've been awesome. They lost week one and been the best team in football the last 2 weeks. I feel so good about my Super Bowl pick right
now. Yeah, you're looking very
really good.
The Rams pick for me is looking good. The Chiefs, not so much.
I feel
I know,
Rams, baby.
I know.
I know this is my one concern is that the Bills, like, it's hard to get up for this game going into Houston with such a big line on.
Well, it's in Buffalo.
Oh, it's in Buffalo. Either way, my concern is it's hard to get up for the Houston Texans, but I'm still going to lay the points with the Bills. I know it's a lot of points.
Me too.
But I just think the Bills are way, way, way better.
I mean, look, Houston had their moment. They're done. And
I mean, the Bills won by 29 and 35 the last 2 weeks against better teams. So.
Yes. All right. Next one.
Yeah, it's Davis Mills playing quarterback.
Yeah. All right. This one I also think is an incredible
line. We are
way too
on the same page with all these.
You know, honestly, this year I feel like we've probably been like 85%.
I know.
The same
I should have gone against you. I'm mad about my Jags pick still.
Seriously, I'm probably holding you back considering how I did last year versus how you did.
So mad at myself.
Okay. Indianapolis at Miami.
So Miami's like a 2-point favorite or something like that?
1.5. It's free money.
Yeah. That's a really weird line, though. That's
true. It is a weird line. Nervous, but they are playing Jacoby Brissett, who might be better than Tua.
Might better than Carson Wentz. I mean.
No, yeah, for sure. Agree.
He's a backup. But Jacoby Brissett is probably like top 3 backups in football.
Oh, he's probably one of the 32 best quarterbacks.
Yeah.
He
makes some plays, right? He makes some things happen. They took Miami to overtime or took Oakland to overtime last week. Oakland seems like they're a pretty decent football team.
And he's banged up.
I just think he stinks. Like,
does Miami have a win?
Miami beat New England week one.
Yes, that's correct.
So Indy needs it more, but I'm the line is weird. Line is weird. The line is an Indy line. I'm still gonna take Miami.
I agree. Indy's very banged up. Like maybe Carson's feeling better, but like you said, I don't even know if they have the quarterback advantage in this game. So I'm also going to take Miami.
I don't feel great about this pick, though. This is not one I feel awesome
about.
The
line is weird. Agree with the line.
This is the one I feel the worst about.
But I just feel like there's, I mean, who knows? We bet against the Colts each week.
Our Carson hate will live above
pull it through. All right, the next one was Chiefs versus Eagles, where I very clearly took the Eagles. You took
always,
the Chiefs.
Yeah, you
yes,
never wavered.
Always on that.
No one can go back and listen to the last podcast and see.
I just don't
exactly
think it was official. But
okay.
It's okay.
All right. Okay. You know, sure. All right, hold on. Before we move on, download the Bark Sportsbook app. Mm. I mean, if you're listening to this pod, you know, what are we doing here? What are we doing here? If
should
you listen to this pod
already,
you should have it already.
Yes.
So please, if you've not downloaded yet, have a blast. You can watch us lose money on the app and you win some money. Just whatever we pick is our parlay of the week. Just pick the opposite. Take the other three teams. You're probably going to win the parlay. Like, make some money.
Rough start to the season for our parlay.
It has not been good. It is
at
not
least we stayed
been
to three
good.
Last time, but we'll just stay to three again.
Any soccer action going on?
Honestly, not much soccer action going on.
That was unexciting.
Yeah. Just I've been very into football recently.
Well, that's what it
is.
Like, look, baseball's ending. And by the way, the baseball playoffs will be super fun to bet on. That is something.
Well, how
are
you feeling about your Bryce Harper MVP ticket?
I feel good. I feel very good, not perfect. I think I think it's a very interesting race. I think that between him and Soto, I actually think Tatis has moved back. I think it's him and Soto now.
So the Soto one is interesting to me because
they're a horrible
team.
They're
terrible.
Yeah, but like Mike Trout's won 3 MVPs.
Well, Mike
like,
Trout's a fraud. We've been over this.
But,
so like,
but regardless of whatever you think, like
I understand
baseball,
the rules are different.
Baseball
yes.
is willing to give a player on a bad team the MVP.
Yes,
they've
agreed.
Done it throughout their history. So that's what makes me nervous because I think over Tatis, Harper is both on the better team and the better numbers.
Yes.
I think the better team thing is Harper. I think Soto's numbers are slightly better. They're very close.
Well, Harper
it's all,
got the 35 and 100.
Which was nice. I still think Harper wins it. I do. But I'm definitely not. I'm going to be sweating it.
When do we find out?
Usually like a couple weeks after the season range or something.
Oh,
3 weeks after the
you
season.
You mean the regular season or the playoffs?
Yeah, usually.
Okay.
But
so before
it depends.
The World Series.
Well, no. So it's always been before the World Series. But last year it wasn't. Mm. But last year was also a weird year with the pandemic year and 60 games. So I don't know, to be honest. But generally you find out sooner.
Well, it'd be nice to cash that ticket before. Like,
I am
you know.
Dying
yeah.
to find out.
Yeah, it'd be nice to get that.
That's the fun thing is you can make these future bets. Like the way that happened is I saw, being here in Philly, I saw Harper getting hot. And I see the momentum building. I see people starting to talk about like, hey, in case you haven't noticed, Harper's having this amazing season where he's leading the league in this, leading. And then I was like, oh, but his MVP odds are still so long. Bet on it. Like, you could do that.
I bet it
take
before
advantage.
The season.
Look at you.
I know. What'd you get it at?
Plus 3,000, I believe.
Really? Oh, I must have got it plus way more then. Because I thought I got it at plus 150, but that's obviously not correct.
Plus 150.
Let me look. Go ahead. No,
yeah. Either way. Maybe it wasn't quite that, but I don't have it.
Plus 3,000 seems long.
Yeah. Either way, I got very, very long odds before they changed, and they changed quickly. And that's the point is you can make money like that. Watch the narratives. Watch the trends. Bet on these futures as well. And again, you can bet on every single game on the slate as we go through them. And, of course, bet on individual player performances, home runs, or excuse me, like touchdowns, yards, all that type of stuff you can bet on.
I got a plus 1,500.
So that's a really nice one to have, too. Look at you. Elliot just
I wonder if you got it when, like...
I got it in season.
Yes, maybe
so
it did fall.
I think he went back a little bit.
Yes. Seems unfair, but okay.
But that's how you make money. Like, watch these things. Take advantage of the narratives. All that stuff. You can bet on the football MVP. Who's going to win it all? All that stuff. It is a blast. And here's the deal for new customers. If you sign up right now, you get your first bet risk-free up to $500. Just download the app or click parkscasino.com/PA and use our promo code GOBIRDS. That's GOBIRDS. To get your risk-free bet of up to $500, your risk-free bet is refunded inside credit. The website has all the details. You must be 21 and present in Pennsylvania. Gambling problem? Go on, Andrew Gambler. All right.
All right.
Next game.
This one might be a little low as well. But again, I feel like if you want to do like a money line parlay this week, lots of good like money line
parlays. You know, we need to win something here.
Yes.
So I don't
I think we
money
do money line parlays. And I think in general, like you take like four or five teams and money. I think there's a lot of like sure wins this week. Okay. Like this one. Perfect example that I'm sure will be an upset. Giants at Saints.
Yeah, I definitely think the Saints will win this game. What's the line?
You want to guess her?
At Saints, mm-hmm. Saints by 4.5.
7.5.
Whoa.
Interesting.
Whoa.
I'm still taking the Saints. It's down to 7 now for what it's worth, but I wrote it down at 7.
7.5 is what you wrote down at. Yeah. I'm taking the Giants. That's too many points.
Don't bet on the Giants.
Too many points.
I mean, the
points.
The Giants do keep games close.
Too many points. And it's a 2-1 Saints team against an 0-3 Giants team, a Giants team that is desperate, a Giants team that is horrible, but also I don't know if the Saints are good. I think the Saints might be okay, but who have
Jameis
the Saints
is
beaten?
A wild card.
I mean, they destroyed Green Bay. Jameis, look, I think the Saints win this game. I agree with you. They will. I'm happy to put them in the money line parlay, but 7.5, I'll take a risk here.
All right. Fair enough. Are you going to keep that pick or are you going to change it?
Well, you should ask that. Are you going to keep your pick? I stand with my picks.
All right. Titans at Jets.
This is a weird one. So what is it? It was 6 or 7 last I saw.
+7 for the Jets.
+7. So you look at it and you're like, 7? Like, oh my God. Like, Tennessee's way better than the Jets. Tennessee is playing without both their starting receivers. Both A.J. Brown and Julio Jones are out of this game. Can you name?
Didn't know that. Before I wrote my pick down. So maybe I will be changing this.
Can you name who the top receiver for the Tennessee Titans will be on Sunday?
Is it Marcus Johnson?
It's Chester Rogers.
Okay.
Chester Rogers and Josh Reynolds. Take as many catches. Rephrase. Take as many targets Josh Reynolds has this year. Squata.
I kind of like Josh Reynolds coming out of the draft.
I liked him in L.A. Yeah, I was a fan of him in the Rams. I don't know if I could take the Jets, though. That's the problem.
I'm definitely not taking the Jets.
So I feel like Derrick Henry alone against the Jets can probably cover the line.
Also, Zach Wilson throws so many interceptions.
I know. But this does have the feel of a type of game where they go into New York and, you know, their defense isn't very good and they can't throw the ball and the Jets keep it close.
Yes.
I'm not taking both New York teams. I'll take Tennessee.
All right, you're taking the Titans.
But again, as you can tell by what I'm talking about, I would not bet on the Titans.
This will not be in our parlay. Let's go and do money line. But we'll talk.
Yeah.
Washington at Atlanta.
It's a small line, right? It's like, and is Washington favored? Or is
one and a half or something? 1.5.
Yeah, I saw it was something like that.
I like Atlanta. Atlanta's been a little feisty.
Yeah, they almost come off a win.
The Bucks score ended up looking bad, but they were in that in the third.
I'm going to take Washington. This feels like a stone cold Washington line to me. The fact that Washington, who has been horrible and is coming off a 43-14 loss.
That game was closer, though. Like, I know the final score was bad, obviously, but, like, wasn't that close at halftime? And
did you watch it? Oh, no, you were at, you, oh, wait, no, yeah. Eagles were Monday. Did
no,
you
I
watch
didn't watch it?
It.
No, I was on the plane. I watched the whole game. Giants. Okay.
The Bills utterly dominated the football game. It was close for, like, 5 minutes, and then it was like, oh, wow, the Bills are going to stomp them. But still, I'll take Washington because I think Atlanta's that bad. Atlanta's coming off a win. Washington coming off a big loss. And that's a weird line that tells me that Washington is the team to take him going Washington.
All right, so we have a few differences
so
far. Washington.
Good. The Giants.
The Giants. And I think there's another one in there. The Eagles-Chiefs.
Eagles-Chiefs.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, look at me. I'm betting on the NFC East this week.
I know, you're loving
Eagles.
It. That's a risky strategy. All right, Arizona at LA Rams. Good game.
A great game. I think the last I saw the Rams were 4.5. Is that
yes.
Still? See, that's what, when we get to Saturday, I've seen all the lines by now, so like we can't do our guessing game, you know, because it's like the whole week. Yeah.
Okay.
And if I don't know, I'll tell you, but I think I know all of them by now. So it's a weird line. Bill Simmons always calls it the Vegas zone when it's between like 4 and 5.5. They don't really know what to do. It's not a touchdown or a field goal or a little. So I'm going to take the Rams just because I think they're way better. I think Sean McVay's way better than Cliff Kingsbury.
Agreed.
And I think I could be wrong about this. I wouldn't be shocked. If Arizona either wins this game or keeps it close, they're a little bit better than I thought they were.
Especially
Rams.
In LA.
Yeah.
So I think the Rams are having a special season. Like they beat the Bucks, like
in their new stadium.
Yeah, I just feel like they're gonna have a lot of statement wins. Now, I picked them to go to the Super Bowl, but like I could definitely see myself in the playoffs picking another team to beat the Rams. But I think the Rams are gonna be like
a 13-4,
yeah,
14-3
team that throughout the year, everybody's like, look how good they are. And I don't
Matt
think that
Stafford
about...
finally on a winner.
Exactly,
yeah,
yes. And I don't think Arizona.
You can see
is
the
that
narratives
team.
Just coming from a mile away.
You know, honestly, Stafford MVP. I don't know what it's at right now.
It's a great bet. Still. Yeah. It's still a great bet. I almost bet it at plus. I think it was like plus 5,000 prior to the season.
You didn't bet it, though?
I didn't.
Okay,
I only bet
now
on Josh
it's plus
Allen.
600.
It's plus 600?
Kyler Murray is the favorite at plus 500.
Really?
What's Derek Carr at?
Oh, that's an interesting one, too.
Derek Carr is pretty low. Huh. Derek Carr plus 2,000.
Interesting.
Do you want to see what Carson Wentz is?
No.
Jalen Hurts currently plus 15,000. Carson Wentz also plus. This is all like the people that aren't getting it.
Yeah. This is like not happening.
No. Okay. All right, so you are taking the Rams as well. Okay,
yes.
Next one. Seahawks at 49ers.
It's a tough one.
This is a really tough game.
Is it
this
two
will
and
not
half
be
three?
In the parlay. It's three.
Okay.
So it's the home
All right,
three.
So I don't feel great about this at all, but I did just hear John Ritchie say something on the show yesterday that perked my ears up that I did not know. Russell Wilson's never lost three games in a row in his NFL career.
All right, I'm changing my
mind. Never happened.
Okay.
So I'm going to take Seattle. Did I just convince you to take Seattle?
Yeah,
I wish
did.
I kept that to myself.
Yeah. I had the 49ers, but like... You are just
flip-flopping the day away over
here.
It's
not official till it's official.
Uh-huh.
All right, next
Except
one.
If it's Eagles pick when it's official and then official again.
Yes, exactly.
Got it. Okay.
So I don't think it was official.
So that was all you needed to hear, that Russell Wilson has not lost their game.
Yeah, I mean, it's convincing enough for me.
I just think Seattle needs it more. I think San Francisco is good, not great. I think they're both very good teams.
You know what? Actually, I'm going back to the 49ers.
Look at you. That was quick. I think there is a chance. My one fear with this is that Seattle might just be in for one of those seasons, might not be that good this year. Might be like an 8-9
And I think
team
I might
whatever.
Be wrong about the Niners.
Niners are good. I told you
I think they're good. I just think they're like, okay.
So are you going back? What are you going with? I'm taking Seattle.
I have the 49ers written down.
Okay.
And you are taking the Seahawks.
Yes.
All right.
Either way, that will not be in our parlay. I don't feel
great
about it.
Ravens at Broncos. Broncos minus one.
Wow.
Let me double check that.
Yeah, I think, Well, no, I know it opened as Broncos.
Hey,
wow,
it's less
I think
than
it's
one
moved
now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's. Do you want to go with what I wrote down?
We've been going with what you wrote down,
okay,
so I feel like we should stick with
that. Currently Broncos plus .5, half a
oh,
point.
So moved that much.
Yeah, moved
well,
a half
Well, that's
point.
Interesting because my gut said to go with the Ravens, so that line movement's telling me that's probably the right call, so I'll stick with my gut.
So I have the Broncos written down. I don't know, man. The Ravens, like, on the same note where I feel like the Rams are having a special season, the Ravens feel like they're not. Now, I know they won on that field goal.
Hold up. The Ravens' last two games might have been the two most exhilarating wins of the season. They beat Kansas City in the primetime game by one point on this amazing thing. Granted, it's a treat, but a 4th-and-19 conversion, a 66-yard field goal. I'm with you. Like, I don't
You're
love
making
the Ravens.
You're making compelling points.
But, like, I don't think you could say what you just said. I think
You're right,
it's more magical than not, you know, so far.
All right, I'm taking the Broncos, though.
Okay, good. I like that.
I don't feel great about it, especially since I'm taking them as a favorite. You're
like
getting
it.
Them plus one.
Love it.
But the chance
not that it doesn't
that,
matter,
yeah.
yes. If it will be hilarious if the Ravens win.
Although, to
one.
Your point, I mean, they beat the Chiefs by one. They beat
Look,
the...
either way, it doesn't really matter. A tie would be the only thing that would screw you, because if it's only up to a half a point, even if the Ravens win by one, you would lose the bet. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it doesn't really... And if the Broncos win, you win it anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
All right. Steelers at Packers. Have you seen this one?
6.5? 7?
6.5, yeah. Packers minus 6.5.
Absolutely love the Packers.
Yeah, me too.
Like, the Steelers...
I mean, Roethlisberger in
that
Lambeau.
That was the thing. So I really liked the Steelers over of 8 heading into the season. If I thought they would be a 9-8 team, I just bet on Tomlin. Ben Roethlisberger is...
He's so bad.
As done as
And they
gets.
Don't have any backup options.
I mean,
so.
That meme, that gif or whatever of him just falling that was out last week, I mean, that was one of the more ridiculous things I've seen on it, where he literally just fell over. He's just running and he falls. Like,
so I have two hypothetical trades for you.
This is a money line parlay game, by the way.
Yes, agreed.
I think the Packers are winning this game.
Two hypothetical trades for you. First, do you think the Colts would trade Carson to the Steelers?
No.
Okay, second one. If you're the Eagles.
Would you trade Minshew to the Steelers?
Oh, I wasn't going there, but that's interesting.
Ooh.
Yeah,
I mean, I thought about that.
Or Flacco.
Or either or. One of those guys. I mean, the Steelers are a team that if they had a quarterback, they're a playoff team, probably.
All right, so this is not related to the Steelers. But if you were the Eagles, would you trade your second-round pick this year to remove the contingency off the Colts pick? So basically, you get that pick no matter what, no matter how much Carson plays.
Of course you would. You're giving him a second for again. Oh, I get it, because it could still be a first. Yeah, you're giving up the – I see what you're saying. Yeah, I get it.
Because it could, you know – So you essentially ended up trading Carson in a second, first, and a third. I don't know, man. That could be a top 10 pick.
It could be.
Because you're also then...
But you're still... In that case, you're assuming Carson won't make it through the snaps. Like, why not...
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm assuming. Because I'm saying they're going to either... He's either going to get hurt or they're going to be bad enough where they're going to bench him.
Which is certainly possible. But one interesting thing I didn't think about, they have to be bad. But, like, they can't bench him if they're not horrendous.
Right,
like,
because the Titans, potentially.
Well, and also because of the NFLPA. Like, Richie brought this up on the show, and I thought it was a great point. I was like, he's like, they can't just bench Carson to not hit a snaps thing. Like, that is against the...
Well, the it's a good point.
Like, and I know you can go around and say, well, it's because of play or whatever. Like, there's no defined thing, but it could be an issue if it's like he's not playing horribly, but they're not winning games and they bench him to save those picks. Like, that could be an issue.
So here's why I think it wouldn't be an issue, but I think it's an excellent point.
It's a great point.
It's an excellent point, but the reason I think it might not be is because that would be more like why can't I think of the phrase? If he had money attached to it. We're like
right,
escalators type of thing. This is more of a team thing, so I don't think it would count. But it is a good point. All right. Bucks at Patriots. Patriots -7. Obviously plus
Patriots
seven.
+7. Yeah.
Obviously +7. To me, this is just like...
Wait, just take Brady.
There's no way Tom Brady's losing this game.
I don't think that... But couldn't you see a close game on Sunday night with Belichick? Like, who... Let's put it this way. Who wants this game more? One of these guys just won the Super Bowl. One of these guys is on a Super Bowl contending team. One of these guys has one chance to make a moment this season. Like, maybe the Patriots are going to be better than they are right now. Maybe they fight for the seventh seed or something. But Like, who knows? But, like, this is Bill Belichick's Super Bowl this year.
But Brady is also Mr., like...
I know.
I get your point, but I think Brady does not want to go back and lose.
He lost in L.A. Look,
they're coming off a loss.
I'm with you. I'm going my gut here. I'm taking the Patriots.
I'm taking the Bucks. I don't know, man. I'm not betting against Tom Brady.
I think the Bucks win the game. I just think
Mac
it's a close
Jones
game.
Also is definitely falling back down to earth.
Well, we'll see. Okay. I think Mac's all right. Either way, look, I know it's a risky pick. I think it's a close game. I think the Bucks win, but I think it's a touchdown game.
Going for you is like if anybody knows Tom Brady, it's Belichick, and he's arguably the best defensive mind in the history of the league.
It's in New England, and you know, there's gonna be a lot of emotion. One of Brady's big things is like he's a robot, he doesn't succumb to emotion, all that stuff. Like, this is gonna be one of the most emotional moments in his career going back to the
arguably
place.
Arguably the most.
Yeah, for real. So you know, I don't know. It's a lot for that guy.
I mean, I guess I can see the taking the points thing is kind of smart.
Just the points.
Okay.
I'm not picking the Patriots to win. I'm taking 7 points.
Raiders at Chargers.
Was it still 3.5 or is it 3? What was it at?
3.5.
I love the Raiders.
Me too.
I love the Raiders.
Me too.
I think the Raiders win the game.
Now, it's in
not.
LA.
They're both good teams.
Like, I love getting the 3.5.
There are going to be way more Raiders fans in that building than Chargers. Not even going to be close.
Good point.
I mean, think about how many Raiders fans are in LA of all teams. They were in LA.
Yes.
Like, there's so many Raiders fans in LA. That place is going to be packed with black and silver. It is going to be a Raiders home game. Love the Raiders. Raiders is one of my favorite picks of the week.
Let's do some money lines.
Okay. So we could. I have an idea. Do you want to do. Because my two favorite games of the week are both underdog money lines.
Do you want to do a
two-team underdog money line parlay and then a three-team favorite?
Well, let's see what your two is.
We both love it. It's the Vikings and the Raiders.
Okay. That is a risky underlying dog bet.
We love both those games, though,
right?
Those are two games that we both agreed on going through.
All right.
Like,
Vikings.
If we do five on that and then five on a something on a more sure parlay.
The Raiders +133. So that gets it out to...
+382. Yeah. I mean, that's not bad for two teams. All you need is two teams to win.
Okay. I'll write that one down.
So that's five like 18 or whatever, something like that, if we did that?
Yeah. Five. Yeah.
I like that.
So five on Vikings, moneyline, and Raiders.
Need to mix it up a little bit. Us just picking three teams for a parlay is not
agreed.
Working.
We need a new strategy.
I like this. Okay.
All right. +382. All right.
So now
we're
pick a moneyline winners parlay.
Okay.
Like a favorites. We love Green Bay. I would
love
say that
Green
one's
Bay.
We both agreed on.
Let me find it. Green Bay, a beautiful -286.
Okay.
We both really like the Dolphins, or do you not feel as confident about that? Oh, what's the other one we super liked? The Bills, but let's do the Bills because they're obviously
What's
minus
the point? Does it even do anything?
Well, like, let's put it in there. We can take it away at the end.
That's not a bad idea. Yeah.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
gotta
get those
Titans
those great
at Jets.
Odds. I don't know, though. I mean, generally, but they are playing with no wide receivers. Dallas?
Dallas at Panther. I mean, Panthers at, yeah, I like,
I mean,
that
I think
one.
Dallas wins.
Okay.
But that right, is so risky because the Panthers one, could be good. I don't
we're
know.
We're at plus 114 right now. With
I mean,
three
Chiefs,
games.
Do we throw the Chiefs in, or are you a little hesitant about that? The Rams?
I don't know. Didn't we agree we weren't going to do Eagles in the parlay?
Yeah,
all
we did.
All year?
We did. I mean, we could do Brady.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
I mean, I don't think they lose the game. I'm just taking the points.
All right, so we're at plus 178 now with four teams. So,
do we add the Rams and make it a five-team moneyline parlay?
There has to be another game we liked a lot. You think the Titans could beat the Jets? I mean, the Jets could beat the Titans?
I don't think they will. By the way, that line is down to minus six now on Mark's app. Moving towards the Jets, just
it
saying.
Is. I mean, look, we could put the Lions in there. Lions are underdogs.
Here's our problem, for those listening, and you might.
All right, let me just tell you something. If we put the Lions in there,
this is what Elliot's about to do. We have something that's probably going to win. Like, but it's, you know, only like plus 300 or plus 200.
Plus 178.
But then you put in this one more thing, and it's like, whoa, look at those odds. And that's why you don't put the one more thing in. But yes.
But all right, so the Lions takes the Lions take it from plus 178 to plus 525.
Earmuffs. Fuck it.
Exactly right. That's exactly right. So Packers money line. Bills money line.
God, we're the worst.
Cowboys money line.
We don't win any of these. So five on that one too. So we're splitting our fives.
Yes,
I like
Bucks
this.
Money line, and then Lions the loser money line at the end.
So
all
it's
right.
five to win like 30 or something. Like that?
+525. Yeah. So
yeah.
Yeah, around there.
Cool. All right. So just recap our parlays for the people.
Okay, so here are the parlays if you want to ride with us.
$5. We cannot say that you should ride with us, but if you want to ride with us,
okay,
we'll win one at some point.
$5, Vikings money line and Raiders money line, plus 382.
Love it.
$5, Packers, Bills, Cowboys, Bucks, Lions money line, plus 525.
Love it.
So we could win. Yeah, I mean, we could be back to 100.
And look, to a point that Elliot just made, if you know, we're just messing around with this, but if you want to increase your odds a little bit, tweak them a little bit, like if you feel really good about the Packers, like you can make the Packers -2.5 instead of making the money line, or you can go in and adjust these lines so you get a little bit better odds on each of these. If you think the Bills are going to win by 10, like trying to adjust that line.
Good point.
You know what I mean? So where you feel more comfortable.
We're just desperate now.
Yeah, we're just trying to get some wins.
Yes.
We're trying to not run out of money before the season ends and not be. Our whole goal is to not have to put money in the account again. We want the same amount of money.
Although the Harper one's not in the joint.
Separate.
One.
Yeah, it's in my own. But either way, yeah, I could transfer, I guess. I'm sure you can do that. So. Either way, I want to say I feel good, but that would be a lie. I feel okay.
Got a lot of things. Like, our whole thing is always don't do more than three, and we have a five and a two. So
I know.
We'll see. Fun to follow.
Again, if you listen to this, check us out. We're on WIP right now, if you listen to it right away. And if not, we will obviously be back tomorrow. After Eagles, Chiefs, and then, of course, next week, same old.
Here we go.
How about it? All right. Anything else?
No, that's it.
No, I shouldn't have even asked you for a final
thought. Yeah, no. I have no more final thoughts as we discussed.
My final thought is... I love you all. He's Elliot M. James. Talk to you soon.